Blog Talk Radio.
I don't care what you say, Rob. I like the music better. Hey, good evening, podcast audience. This is your guy, Branch President Ken Hodge. And as always, I got my right-hand guy with me, Robert Frost. And it's time for the Kenny and Rob Injury Compensation Podcast. Again, weekly we get together. We try to share important notes and provide excellent guidance on what you should do as a federal employee when injured at work. Tonight, I was expecting to have the power team on with us, but they are in Indianapolis meeting with doctors. Again, they are growing that business. And Federal Injury Compensation Centers, Chris and Jeannie, outstanding. They are, when they're not doing their own show, they are the only people that I feel comfortable turning my podcast over to. So we'll be hearing from them next week. But, you know, let's talk about injury comp, man. Let's talk about what's going on in some of these plants that even makes it necessary for us to want to put together an injury compensation podcast. But before we get into that, I want to say to the personnel, the people who work with Rob and myself, and well, we work with Rob and myself work with, we want to let you know we've got a new form coming out. It's not a new form. It's just it's a HIPAA form that guarantees, but it says you allow Rob and I to look at your medical documentations, your medical records, and we keep them under lock and key. But we don't want to run into any issues, again, when we start to do a better job than those who should be doing it. Jealousy and all kind of other things arise, and I don't want anybody coming after us because we don't have proper signed documentation that says you allow us, give us permission to assist you. Again, not do it for you. We just provide guidance, and our guidance is very optional on your part. If you choose not to do it, well, you just choose not to do it. That's not an issue for us, but we want to make sure that if you don't if you do choose to allow us to provide guidance and see your medical records, then we've got a HIPAA form created for that purpose. So what's going on your end of injury compensation, Rob?
Well, at the moment, not really a lot. Waiting for information back on a couple of appeals, and that's essentially it. I haven't seen any new injured people for about a week now.
And trust me, this is one business where no customers means the business is booming. Okay, we're on the other side of that curve. We don't want a lot of people coming to us because the smaller the number of people, that means that the greater number is working safe and working accident free. But again, should that occur, we're on the spot to make sure you get proper guidance, because sometimes the agency, the managers, don't know, don't care. You select which one you want to pick. But bottom line is you get left out without vital information being submitted properly. You know, we still have claims in Columbus, ongoing claims where, and one comes to mind, there's a young lady there, a mail handler, who got hurt at work. And I'm sorry, I always have to give you cynical points to my story, but this is true. You can't make this up. The person who injured the mail handler I'm speaking about was given a safe driving award. And I promise you, audience, I can't make this up. And that mail handler is still going through agonizing pain and treatment as a result of that injury. Now, I got to ask you, when you have an organization where somebody is driving and hits another mail handler or comes in contact with a mail handler or equipment that hits the mail handler, and they're giving a safe driver award while that mail handler is probably going to be damaged the rest of their lives, I don't know. I just don't understand how we arrive at that. And I only give that example to let you know that nothing is as simple as it seems when you're in Columbus, Ohio. That's because that's where I am, so that's where I speak about. You would think that supervisors are well-versed in the CA1 process, but they're not. And most of them only learn about it when they have to do an injury. And that's not the time to be learning how to fill out paperwork when my health and my livelihood is now predicated on how you fill those forms out. So what Rob and I do is we are very well versed. Huh? What Rob and I do is we make sure that we are versed in injury compensation to the point where we can get your claim filed for you. Again, Rob works on appeals. So you have free of charge. And when I say free of charge, that's important because we don't do this for money. We just happen to have a passion for helping people. And we've gone through injury compensation enough that we have the knowledge that will assist you. And let me tell you something. I don't sit here and profess to have all the knowledge on anything. But what I will tell you is if I'm going to be involved in a process, I'm going to surround myself with people who do. Again, then the synergy concept comes in. Well, if I'm well versed in the CA1s and CA2s, Rob is versed in the 1, 2, 16, 17, 4, 25, and then we have the outside resources of Jeannie and Chris, and we also have another resource that I'll be visiting tomorrow that we're going to introduce, and that what's the name of the company, Rob?
Elite Medical.
Elite Medical.
It's actually a doctor's office that specializes in federal workers' comp cases. I was their first patient. I was there when they opened the doors. And they're growing. They're good people. And the injury comp individual knows what he's talking about.
So, again, here you have two mail handlers, two postal employees, again, concerned with the rights of others when it comes to FICA laws. Now, let me tell you about, I'm going to meet with the gentleman from Elite tomorrow and see what's happening, what his facility looks like, and be able to report back to you by next Wednesday night. But again, if you are sincere in your quest to assist others, again, we got the power couple, Chris and Jeannie. Now we have a young man. In fact, he used to play football for The Ohio State. Antonio Smith is the gentleman I'll be meeting tomorrow to look at his facility. And again, he's in Columbus. So again, we are moving forward with every attempt at making sure when employees, and like I said, for Rob, it's federal. For me, it's only postal, but making sure those employees have certified injury comp doctors that they can see, and you have certified people who know how to navigate administratively through the injury comp process so that when you're injured at work, you can receive what the law says you are entitled to. And you would think that just the fact that it is a federal law, it would come automatically. Nothing could be far further from the truth. If you don't fight and scratch and claw and stay attentive with meticulous attention to detail, it's very easy for you to be injured at work and not be compensated properly. But again, with the Kenny and Rob podcast, with the injury comp centers, Chris and Jeannie, and now the new organization that we're going to get introduced to, Elite, we are trying to surround ourselves with qualified and competent medical and administrative information so that we can provide better guidance to federal and postal employees. That's our mission, and that's what we're going to do. And again, this is one business where no customers is great for business. No customers mean business is really good. So again, let's as we already introduced some of the players that's going to be a part of this circle. We go back to again two of the more prominent forms that we have in the CA arsenal, and that's the CA1 and the CA2. Let me tell you something. I never, ever get tired of talking about these forms. And again, these forms, understanding these forms, could be the difference between a rejected claim, which then I got to send you over to Chris and Jeannie or with Rob to work on an appeal, or filling out your form properly the first time so that it eases the process. Now, when you get injured in Columbus, Ohio, okay, as soon as I hear about it or Rob hears about it, we come to you. You don't even have to find us. And when we come to you, we come to you with, are you okay? And do you know the process that should take place? Now, we preach that CA-10. Hey, Rob, do we still have the CA-10s hanging up in our locker room?
No, somebody pulled the ones down in the locker room, but there are some on the other bulletin boards. I'll be getting some more up tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, and that way we put a bunch of them up because sometimes they don't read them, they'll just take them. And we want to just make sure we keep replenishing that. But once you get injured at work, I tell you, we talk CA1, CA2, but if you took no other CA form and folded it and kept it on your person, I would recommend you keep that CA10. It would be magnificent if you did a 30-year postal career and never had to use that. That would be awesome, but that's not real. So again, arm yourself so that, when I say arm yourself, become familiar with information so that when that tragedy or that accident, which is why we call it an accident, happens, you've already studied the process so that you make sure you get proper medical treatment. So again, we talked about a little bit about the case in my office currently. What I'm going to do with that individual is I'm probably going to talk to some subject matter experts. And when I say that, that's always the power couple, Chris and Jeannie, and let them look at that case from start to finish for me and see if there's anything we can do to accelerate making sure that this mail handler gets compensated properly. Again, I just find it wickedly funny that one mail handler is still suffering injuries while the other mail handler who was involved in the accident was given a safe driving award. Now, that would kind of send to me as an individual that I have absolutely no worth in the eyes of postal management. And I say that not to be funny. And when I'm injured and I see the person who injured me get an award, you now kind of play with my mental psyche. So you take an injury, and now it's exacerbated by the actions of the agency, which now means we may come with a CA2 on top of a CA1. And again, this is how I look at injury compensation. So if anybody thinks that this is a game and we're just finagling to get anything, no. If I believe the employee is deserving of anything, then I fight for that. Doesn't mean we always get it, but I fight for it. Now, if I don't believe that, I'll provide you guidance, but I can't go, as I like to say, hard in the paint for something that I do not believe. And part of me, if anybody gets offended by that, and don't mistake in that with, because I don't believe what you said, we won't provide you with assistance on how to properly fill out your claim based on what you said. So again, because if I don't believe it, then I can't put my heart in it, but I can still help you and show you the process because I believe in the process. Yeah. So again, I'm gonna take that case and we're gonna go back forensically over that and see where we went, where the agency or injury or federal or workers, where the agency or Department of Labor went wrong because somebody's not doing the right thing by this employee. And it's a nice case to work on because, again, as we work on these cases and get resolves to them, we increase our knowledge. It allows us to establish a network of personnel in the injury compensation department that we now establish what we call a single point of contact. And when injury compensation knows that there's someone out here trying to take pre-steps so that when the claim reaches their office, it's workable, then I believe that they're going to be real hospitable and attempt to help us out. That's what I believe. Now, we're going to find out because we're definitely on that road now. And as we start to network directly with the Department of Labor, again, I'm very interested in trying to establish a single point of contact so that when we call, hey, this is Ken and Rob. Hey, how you doing, Ken? How you doing, Rob? So we get that report. Thank you, Rob. We get that report, and once we establish that, it just makes it easier, or it's easier to transition into a helping relationship, if that makes sense. But bottom line is, we're working hard to make sure that we know the people in the places we need to know them so that it's easier for you. If I was to paraphrase all that, that's what I'd come up with. Okay. Yeah, so again, we talk about that CA1 form, a common form, probably one form that everybody in the post office, at least in management, should be aware of. Now, again, they may not be aware of how to fill it out, the time limits, on where to send it, but they should be at least aware of that form. It's one of your more common forms. And if you are injured for traumatic injuries, that's where you're going to go. In fact, when I say traumatic injuries, if you got hurt and can identify the date, time, and place in which you got hurt, that will qualify as a CA1 issue. Now, again, on that CA1, there's been a little confusion. The post office thinks you have 30 days to send it in. The Department of Labor says you have 3 years. Hey, Rob, go ahead and explain the difference.
Well, the biggest difference is the 30 days is a time limit for your COP, your continuance of pay. You have to have something in within 30 days to claim your COP. But the actual time limit for the CA1 and the CA2 as well is 3 years.
So, again,
if you don't put your claim in for the COP, then you're going to be out money. You're going to lose about 45 days of pay, or they'll take your leave for that so that you get paid for it that way. And there's no point in wasting your leave.
Go ahead, Ken. But once again, there's no point in wasting your leave if you got hurt at work. Now, I don't care if you have 4,000 hours of sick leave. That's yours. I mean, you know, again, now, if you're just one of them ultra dedicated persons to the company who thinks that even though you got hurt on their property and the law guarantees you proper compensation, but you'd rather use your own, then you go right ahead and do so. But I want you to know, if I'm aware of it, I'm going to attempt to talk you out of it. But if that's just what you want to do, then, hey, we'll check that box and say, you'll just use your leave. You want no COP, you want anything. Again, we do this for you. We provide guidance for you and to you, but you always have 100% autonomy in whether you choose to follow what we provide for you or not.
Yeah, we're not going to force you to do any of this. We're going to recommend strongly that you follow some of the procedures or whatever procedures are required. But that's to help you. It's not something we're going to force you to do.
Yeah. So, again, we provide a service free of charge that's designed to help you. And again, the fact that it's free of charge should let you know that we have no dog in this fight. Again, there is no doctor sending me or Rob checks. And if so, Rob, you need to go ahead and give me my half. But no, we don't get any money from anybody. This is just something we have a passion to do. Okay, so always understand that, because you may hear a lot of people say, well, if you go and listen to them, they want this. No, all we want is to make sure you are compensated properly. That's all we want. And again, it doesn't get any better than that. We stay on top of your appointment dates. We also advise as far as when your due dates are to make sure we don't miss due dates. So again, it's a full service of injury compensation knowledge designed to assist you should you get injured at work. Yeah. I'm going to meet with a gentleman, Antonio Smith. He has a doctor's office he wants to bring into the 180 degree circle. Now, let me say this to you. When I say bring into the circle, I don't know how to say it. I don't own these businesses. I have no profit in these businesses. So when business come into the circle, that simply means that if you are in Columbus or if you are in another state, I'm pretty sure if you contact me, if you're in Columbus, hopefully we'll be able to send you to Elite until federal injury centers get into Columbus. But if you're in another state, again, here's where the networking comes in. If you contact me, then I'm going to contact either Antonio for Columbus or Chris and Jeannie for the rest of the universe to make sure, again, putting you in touch with personnel that's going to do a good thing for you. So, again, we're like the middleman, middle people here. Okay, we understand injury comp. We share injury compensation knowledge with you. And again, we have access to injury compensation SMEs, subject matter experts. So trust me, the information that you're going to receive is well proved to be beneficial if you follow and do diligence as far as staying on top of your claim to make sure you're just as active in trying to get your claim resolve as the people who are helping you. You know, nothing could be worse than you drop a claim on Rob's desk and you go to Tahiti and call back and just want to bother Rob as far as how's your claim going. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, we're here to assist. We're going to meet you more than halfway, but you have to meet us at some point. And you have to understand, you have to be the prime mover in your case, because nobody anywhere, unless it's a parent, is going to care more about you then you should care about yourself.
And the other side of that coin is we can only suggest, offer help, stuff like that. We cannot actually fill the forms out for you. We cannot use, I mean, if you give me a written statement that I can read, sure, if I have time, I will type it out for you if that's going to help your case. But you have to provide the actual wording. I can't. It has to be in your words.
And again,
go ahead.
Go ahead, you're good. You're good.
The other thing I was going to say was I've talked to several people who feel that what Kenny and I are doing is a scam. Injured people. They just don't want to file a claim. Well, that's their choice. I'm not going to make you file a claim if you get hurt at work. That's all on you. I will help you, but I cannot tell you or force you to do it. Neither can Kenny.
Nor would I, because, again, these are federal laws that we're talking about, and I've become very allergic to a cell.
I was a prison guard for 6 months.
Okay.
And I swore I would never go back to a jail system, whether as an inmate or as an employee, ever again in my life.
So if you think that Rob and I are going to risk federal time for nothing but just to say we ripped off injury compensation, pretty much never going to happen. Never, ever. So, again, when we talk to you about injuries past and present and advise different techniques, well, not even techniques, different procedures that you can go through, trust and believe me, everything is on the up and up. And usually when we start talking, I don't know why, and I talk about this a lot, whenever you mention CA2 to an employee, the first thing, no, I can't do that. And I always use the example, hey, I'm an airborne soldier. I jump out of airplanes. I broke my leg doing a jump over in Fort Drum. It healed. Now I come back to work, and because I have to stand in a stationary position or because of the work I do for the post office, now exacerbates the leg that I broke while I was in the military. You can still legitimately file a CA2 for that. Okay? And that is the hardest thing for people to understand. A CA2A. I mean, that is, they look at that as that's a scam, that's a ripoff all day long. And sometimes, when you ever hear the old adage that knowledge is power? If you know for a fact that it's not a scam, it's just you exercising rights that have been guaranteed to you under FICA laws, then you can proceed through that process real smooth. And again, if your actual injury is exacerbated by the work you do now at the post office, you have a right to compensate. So, again, we're not scamsters. We're just individuals with a passion to reach out and help those because I understand most people don't even – a lot of people don't even know what injury compensation is until they get hurt.
Hey, can I interject something here, Ken?
Certainly.
What you were saying about the CA2, at using your example of jumping out of the plane and broke your leg, there is no time limit on that. Your previous injury could be 40 years ago. If your work is causing you pain on that injury within the last 3 years, you can file a claim. I know, because I know somebody who's got a claim for an injury that's 40 years old. And he got hurt at work and has exacerbated it.
And again, we give you the instructions to every form. Well, excuse me, you will show us the instructions to every form because you're going to bring the forms to us. And again, you can read it, and that's what it's going to tell you. But again, it sounds real special because we're just not used to it. But again, knowledge is power. And if we understand the rules and regulations that governs our quality of work life, we'll have a much better quality of work life. Hey, podcast audience, that's going to bring our podcast to a close today. Again, Ken and Rob podcast, just having a conversation with you pertaining to injury compensation. We'll be back next week, probably with a hour show, an hour podcast, because I'm going to invite the subject matter experts, Chris and Jeannie, and they'll probably bring their 2,000 followers, and we'll have a live interactive podcast next week. Hey, good night, Rob. See you at work tomorrow.
Good night. See you, Kenny. Good night, everyone.